The Fed announced its new plan to help stimulate the economy yesterday. The Fed cut interest rates to near zero. They can't go much lower, so they're trying a new strategy called printing money. Roughly $1 trillion will be spent on the mortgage market and treasury securities. The Fed's decision to buy government debt follows months of internal debate. Fed Chair Ben Bernanke had argued against the strategy. To explain where this money is coming from and whether it'll help, we've got Maya McGinnis. She's director of the New America Foundation's Fiscal Policy Program and president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Maya, how are you?
Thank you.
Where is the money coming from?
Well, in some ways, this is kind of a whole process to try to just get money to come out of thin air when you're dealing with the Federal Reserve System, which is pretty much the most opaque of all the financial institutions. There's very little understanding of how this works. So let me try to explain it. The Federal Reserve first had been traditionally doing what it normally does, bringing down interest rates to help make money cheaper in the economy for companies and individuals to borrow and spend. Those rates came down to close to zero, so there's really no more ammunition there. And they've turned to a less traditional technique, which is using money from the Fed balance sheet to purchase assets. And there's been debate about whether this is the right thing to do. We knew they were going to go into the market and buy mortgage-backed securities, some of the debt from Fannie and Freddie. So a lot of things that are being sold in markets that we need to get moving, and they wanted to bump up the demand. But they've also announced they're going to purchase government debt. So on one hand, you're going to be having the government printing treasuries or lending out treasuries in order to get money, and the Federal Reserve is what's going to be giving them money. It's a complicated way to make it avoid looking like printing money, but it's awfully close to printing money.
Well, in fact, it is exactly printing money, because what you're doing is borrowing. You're borrowing from someone, but you're using your own money to pay for. You know, you're borrowing, you're lending to yourself, and then buying the asset. So you have to print money to do that, right?
Well, I don't know if you actually I don't know if you have to actually literally print the money, because the Fed can operate without that. I'm not sure if the printing presses are chugging or not, but you're creating more money. That's what you're doing. You're
right.
Putting more money into the economy, which people who are worried about inflation, which is more the minority of people, but they worry. That's how you create massive inflation in the economy. Most people would say that's the least of our problems right now. Getting more money in the economy is what we need to do. It's when things turn around, how do you actually pull it back out of the economy and have kind of an exit strategy from this whole new, riskier than what we've seen before, financial technique?
All right. So on a practical level, does this mean that people will finally be able to qualify for mortgages and get money? There has been a lot of talk about how there needs to be liquidity in the markets. People who have, you know, good credit and who have money sometimes still have a hard time finding lenders. Is this going to ease the banks' unwillingness to lend?
Well, certainly that's the goal of this. And each time the government is doing sort of something I think has to happen, which is coming in big and strong. And this is certainly a big, strong move. But we've actually had a lot of effort so far to get lending going. We have credit markets and economy that are clogged up. And we've had efforts before that we thought were going to unclog them. They haven't been successful yet. So nobody can say with 100% certainty whether this is going to be the one that allows sort of lending to start working again. But certainly we are putting a lot of money in the economy. We are creating a lot more demand for mortgage products through this with the purchases of the mortgage-backed securities. So that means there's a place to put all of these mortgages that could get lent to people who want to buy houses. Like you said, people of good credit in normal times certainly would be able to buy houses. I think it's likely to jumpstart that sector of the economy.
I have to jump in here. What about the term asset-backed securities loan facility, or TALF, which is going to have $200 billion worth of financing for consumer loans and small business loans? What is this? We have so many acronyms already. This one seems to have a $200 billion limit on it, which is a quite generous one. What is this going to do what we were just talking about, or is this set out to do something entirely different?
Well, TALF is going to reach a different market. So it's going to reach small businesses and individuals more directly. So this is actually kind of a direct lending facility. You know, if you can't go to your normal place to get a loan, now you can actually go directly to the federal government, which is what some people have been saying should happen all along. Rather than the federal government propping up financial institutions to do the lending, step in and do some of it on its own. And let me say, sort of following all of the different programs and loan options that are out there is immensely complex. The federal government has gotten into a business it has never been in before. And one of the interesting things to see with this is the rise of the power of the Federal Reserve. The Fed has stepped into parts of the economy that just have not been part of its bailiwick leading up to this at all. Either it will turn out to be successful, and you'll see a very different Fed a few years from now than we've ever seen before,
right.
It will turn out that it overstepped. We actually have been tracking all of the different roles that the federal government have done to try to take to get the economy going, everything from stimulus to TARP to TALF. All of this is available. We have it on something called Stimulus Watch on usbudgetwatch.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.